This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After 6 weeks away, the U.S. House and Senate return today with a big to-do list. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Topping the list will be disaster funding in the wake of two hurricanes that battered the southeast. There's also a government funding measure to pass before December 20th. Congress will try to continue its streak and pass the National Defense Authorization Act, a defense policy bill Congress has passed every year for more than 60 years. But several other issues remain up in the air, such as the Farm Bill or a bill to tackle growing concerns over AI. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado voters approved about half of school district funding measures this year. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
About half of the 41 measures passed, but only 11 were tax increases for school operations. In contrast, most of the large bond proposals in big districts like Denver, Aurora, and Cherry Creek passed. Tracy Rainey is with the Colorado School Finance Project, which keeps a tally of all the school board races.
Any time that you can go to your voters and not have to raise taxes is always a much simpler message.
Districts structured their bonds in a way that it wouldn't mean a new or higher tax, but some property tax increases prevailed. Montezuma-Cortez District passed its first mill levy override ever. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Federal health officials want more testing of workers on farms where animals are infected with bird flu. A new study found some dairy workers showed signs of infection even when they didn't report feeling sick. Dr. Nirav Shah says the CDC recommends farm workers wear protective gear around sick or infected animals.
Simply put, the higher risk activities will call for more PPE use.
The research suggests the virus has infected more humans than the 46 U.S. farm workers identified so far, including 10 in Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.